at Kentucky Tennessee Livestock Market in Guthrie, and these folks have been doing this for many years. I didn't realize Tom mentioned over nearly 50 years they've been doing this, but been a great great livestock marketing option for a lot of folks here for years. And you know, Matt, they've partnered with you guys through Extension with many years in Kentucky and Tennessee Extension, like the Cowman's County Bull Sale tomorrow.
That's right, Alan. And you know, something I was impressed with when I walked in today, they've gone through a remodel here at the market and really looks good in the show ring. I know they've got most of the work done. Stephanie said they're waiting on some chairs to come in and things that are really dressed the place up, look great. But if you hadn't been in and seen that, it'd be worth coming to the sale tomorrow. Just check it out, because, you know, I know they won't say it, but it's awful great to have some folks that invest back into their facility to make it nicer for their producers and consigners and buyers and everything. So awful great to work with them. And like you said, it's been a long partnership for lots of years. I know back when Dr. Roy Burris and Kevin Laurent first got started, you know, like you said, 25 years ago for Kevin, I think, they've just had a great partnership ever since. And when David came up with the idea of doing the bull sale, you know, it was a pretty easy decision for us because we knew it would be good for our producers. Oh, yeah. And again, we'd had that relationship with the Barnett family and everything they do for their producers and buyers as well. So we've enjoyed it. Like I said, I enjoy getting out and looking at cattle. I think I know most all these guys do too. And, you know, those are the highlights of getting to do some of these things that we do. I've enjoyed meeting all our consigners. This year we've got six consigners, and all really within about an hour and a half, about like Tom said, a lot of his guys are, you know, so they're local folks that may not have a big name to put a stage on and have a big bull sale of their own, but they've got four or five really good high quality bulls that they can bring together and bring down here, and then we can put together a sale that is worth drawing a crowd. I was unloading some bulls earlier talking with the consigner, and he said, you know, typically when a guy comes to a farm to buy a bull, he wants to give the bottom dollar of what he thinks a bull ought to be. But he said the only way to really get top dollar for these bulls is to get them into a sale where, you know, guys are going to compete and want to make sure that they're the guy that goes home with that animal. So it's nice to see that. And again, I think it's a win-win for both the consigner and the producer buying the bull, because it saves them a lot of time and travel trying to look for what they might need. And a lot of times when you go out and look at a lot of bulls, I've done it as a county agent, you go out and look at 15 or 20 bulls in a lot, and they all look the same. You don't ever get a good view of them. They might be knee-deep in mud. And here, again, we've kind of pre-screened these bulls and taken a lot of guesswork out of it. You know, all these bulls have been genomically tested, and I think all but maybe two of them qualify for both CAPE and TAPE money. So anybody that has Kentucky cost share or Tennessee cost share money can essentially come and buy a bull for half price if that's where they want to spend their cost share dollars. So we always look forward to doing it. Again, I think it's a great opportunity. And if we look back at those cost share programs, and we can really put a pencil down and figure out, you know, how much we've improved cattle genetics over the last 20 years in West Kentucky and West Tennessee.
And it makes a big difference that between that and the bred heifer sale and the CPH sale for preconditioning. I mean, it's made a big difference, I think, in the cattle industry and the quality of cattle that are in Kentucky.
You're right about that. Tom kind of hit on it earlier. And it's gotten better. I won't say that we're where we need to be, but, you know, 15, 20 years ago, probably 90% of these calves were what we call trailer weaned. You know, they hadn't been away from their mama till they hit the trailer and were headed to the yard. And now we're seeing better cattle come through the stockyard, and that results in more confidence in your buyers. The buyers want to show up where the good cattle are. So if we want to have seats full of buyers at these stockyards, then we got to make good cattle. And I think that's something that we've made good strides on here in the last 10, 15, even 20 years, probably.
Bull sale tomorrow at noon. People can get in the, and can walk around the pens and look at them. What time?
We'll all have them penned. Probably 9 o'clock would be a good time to show up. You know, 10 should give you some time. But if Tom made the comment, he said, don't show up at 11:45 to come at bulls, because we're going to start a bull sale at 12. But come, and like you said, take all the time you need to look at them. We want you to feel comfortable with them. Come in and get you something to eat, get settled in, and at 12 o'clock we'll start to sell, and got 30 head of good bulls to look at. And I think, you know, I believe we've got something here for everybody that's interested in buying a good herd bull.
Get you a good bull, take it home, and put him to work, right?
That's right. Yep, they should be ready to go.
I appreciate you and David both. I know you guys work hard to put this sale together. And, you know, and Tom, we talked earlier about just the importance, I think, of the marketing, the way you guys market things. Are you and your dad and your wife very active in the Livestock Marketing Association? And really believe in the auction method, right?
Well, I think yes. I think it's the auction maze is always the best way. You know, I think it's a way to bring the most the most value for what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I think it's, and you know, my family's always sort of been they've always appreciated that and always believed in that, just like I do, that is the best way to capture all that value. That, because hey, you work hard.
Oh, yeah.
You feed these cattle. You know, we take care of them all year or however long, if you're backgrounding for 100 days or however long you have them, or cows, you have them all year, you might as well do the best you can and give yourself a chance to be the most profitable you can.
And I think your people appreciate that, your customers appreciate that, and also your consigners appreciate that as well here in this area. And, you know, you guys, there are nice many livestock markets around like this as it used to be 20 years ago.
Oh yeah, it's different. You know, you have to, and a lot of it is well placed. You know, animal welfare is a lot bigger issue now than it was 20, and it should be, rightfully so. I would caution somebody to understand, especially if you are not in the livestock business. Nobody cares more about their livestock than their owners, and you know, if they're not taking care of those livestock, the livestock's not going to be profitable for them. So understand that, people don't own animals to treat them cruelly or anything like that. They own them to take care of them and so they can make them profitable. So, we've got a set of consigners. Most all of them do a great job taking care of their cattle. But that'd be one thing, that would be a lot different is, you know, the awareness of animal welfare, the internet, things like that. You know, information travels so fast. Volatility, in the futures market and things like that, you know, bad news travels lots faster than it did.
Right. That
can make it a lot more challenging,
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow's sale is at noon. Your regular sale weekly on Thursdays, right?
Yes. Regular sale is at, we say 2:30. Uh-huh. It will never be before 2:30 regular. It can be, just depends on how many we get in. But usually between 2:30 and 3, we try to be started. Like I said, tomorrow's sale, though, will start at 12 o'clock.
If you're bringing cattle for the weekly sale on Thursdays, you can bring them in, I guess, Wednesday night or Thursday morning, either one.
Yes, we receive both days. Wednesday, we receive from 7:30 in the morning to 7:30 at night. And on Thursday, we'll start weighing in Thursday cattle as soon as we get through weighing what come in Wednesday. We weigh them first. So I really can't tell you exactly what time we start unloading every Thursday morning. Generally, it's between 7 and 8 o'clock, and then we receive till 1.
I appreciate what you guys do. Appreciate a great partnership. Tom Barnett, Stephanie Barnett, Mark Barnett here at Kentucky Tennessee Livestock Market. Always enjoy coming to the Livestock Market. It's nothing like it, and unfortunately, I'm going to be out of town tomorrow. I'll come to the sale. I always enjoy a good auction. It's fun to watch.
Oh, yes. Yeah. If you don't need a bull, come watch.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we always like to show off what we do, especially if you haven't ever been to a cattle auction or auction very much. It's interesting to see commerce at its fastest pace, and we're fortunate to be a part of it, and we're fortunate to have good partners like UK Extension. They do a great job, and we're fortunate to have Kevin, David Ferquin, Matt Futrell, different ones. They do a great job around here, keeping us straight, you might say.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to say a big thank you to them and all our consigners and buyers and things like that. Come see us.
Always enjoy being here at Kentucky Tennessee Livestock Market in Guthrie, Kentucky. And, of course, great to be here with us. We enjoyed celebrating agriculture this week in Todd County, a week earlier, so as we do every year. We're on Todd 1070, WEKT, 92.1 FM.